Good morning and welcome to this Mothering Sunday service from All Saints Church, Fordham and Atash Green. My name is Francis Blight and today is the 14th of March 2021. Great that you're connecting in this morning. In our time together we're going to celebrate God's gift of motherhood and give thanks to God for our own mums. We look forward to some video content from the young people in our church family. We'll have a short interview, and I'll be teaching from Psalm 139. There are only four people with me in the church building here today to deliver this service, but I'm pleased to let you know that the PCC will be meeting this coming Tuesday to decide a date when the church buildings will reopen for public worship. All the content that you need for today can be found in a Bible and today's notice sheet, which you can access through the church website. Well, let's pray together as we begin. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a new day, a gift from you. And today, on this Mothering Sunday, we especially thank you for the gift of motherhood. We think of our own mums and thank you for all that they mean or meant to us. We come to focus on you now. You are the great God, the great knower, the great maker. And you've made each of us. We come to worship you today as our creator. Please lead us and draw us back to you in this worship service. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first hymn is a song of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for Jesus' work on the cross. Thanksgiving for the strength and wisdom that God gives. Thanksgiving for the gift of life. Let's sing, "My heart is filled with thankfulness." Yes, Father, we thank you for all that you've given to us and continue to give to us day by day and hour by hour. The gift of eternal life through Jesus' death. The gift of strength when we're weak. The gift of wisdom and peace. And we offer our lives back to you in this moment, recommitting ourselves to love and follow you afresh. Amen. Michael Buse, a member of our church, has written a new poem, especially for this Mothering Sunday, and Linda Grote is going to read it to us.
Mothers, it's a calling. What is it to live as a mother with infants dependent on you, requiring from you and none other the necessities making them grow? What sort of things will you teach them of the joys and the lessons of life, of the one who in love came to reach them and to save them from coming to grief? What will you teach them of wisdom with its roots in the fear of the Lord? What sort of books will you read them to help in embedding his word? What model will you set before them that they may in turn emulate? What generous heart will you show them or compassionate ways demonstrate? Will you teach them the ways of true friendship and how to be tender and kind, of integrity, honor, and justice, to be modest and humble of mind? What roots are you going to establish? What rails for them staying within? So when the home nest they relinquish, with confidence they will take wing. What guidelines and rules will you give them, launching out on life their frail boat? What charts and what maps will assist them, navigating the oceans of doubt? Too soon, we shall find we don't own them. In trust, they are lent us to build. In God's hands, let us pray he will hold them, that his purpose in them be fulfilled.
Thank you, Linda. We're now going to watch a short video where some of the young people in our church community share what they appreciate most about their mums.
We love Mum because
she is there for me when things go wrong and cares for all of us.
She's really funny and we have good chats.
We can talk to her about anything.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. And long life for all the mums in the world.
I appreciate my mum because she's really kind and caring and helps me a lot with my schoolwork.
Hi Mum, thank you for everything you've done for us.
We love you and we miss you.
Happy Mother's Day!
My mum is special because she is very nice and she tucks me in really nicely and she gives me lovely hugs and I really love her. And I hope she enjoys my surprise which I give her soon at school, which I made really hard on.
My time. Okay, because my mummy, I love her because she tidies up the floor for me and tidies up my room because I love her.
I appreciate the fact that my mum is willing to spend time with us and that she always makes sure that I do good schoolwork because I don't know if I'd be able to do it by myself. I'm also very grateful for her delicious cooking.
Hi Mum, just wanted to say thanks for
for being you and just being Mum.
Thanks for everything you do for us.
We miss you. Hopefully see you soon.
Bye.
I appreciate that my mother cooks delicious food for me, is kind, and helps me with my schoolwork.
Well, thanks to all those young people who, and some a little bit older as well, who contributed to that. As part of our worship, we come now to say sorry to God. Sorry for our wrong thoughts, wrong words and actions. So let's bow our heads to pray. A word of scripture from Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So let's have a moment of quiet now to ask God to show us what we need to say sorry for. And you could consider if there are any ways in which you've sinned against your mum in particular on this special day. Then in a moment we'll say the sorry prayer at the top of page 2 in the notice sheet, and we'll say that together. Let's pray. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
This morning's reading is taken from Psalm 139. You may like to look this up in your Bible, or it will appear on the screen. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So today's talk is titled, God Knows Me, God Made Me. And we're looking at Psalm 139, verses 1 to 16. Do have a Bible open if you have one to hand. And today's talk is divided into four sections to guide you through. If you find it helpful to take notes, there's space and headings on page 4 of the notice sheet. So firstly, God knows me. Psalm 139 is an exploration of God's knowledge of us as people, as humans. Many people think that if there even is a God, he's far away, remote, and removed from us. But this psalm speaks of quite the opposite. It's a celebration of God's knowledge of us. It begins, O Lord, you've searched me and you know me. God sees us, sees all about us. He sees us when we're sitting, and he sees us when we stand up to go into the kitchen. He sees us in the everyday. You're probably sitting while you listen to me speaking at this moment. Well, God sees you now. God knows about the moment we're in. Psalms were poems which would be sung as songs. And we do lose some of the poetry because we're reading an English translation. But even with that, Psalm 139 is still a wonderful poem. It's labeled as being the work of David, the king of Israel, who lived 1,000 years before Jesus' birth. That means that Psalm 139 is 3,000 years old. Isn't that amazing? Because it still speaks to us today. David was aware that God saw him when he left his home. So when you step out of your front door, God knows. And when you come home again and maybe lie down on the sofa, well, God sees that as well. You are familiar with all my ways, writes David in verse 3. God knows about all our actions. But his knowing goes further. He knows our thoughts in verse 2. He knows what we're going to say before it leaves our tongue, verse 4. God really knows all about us at the deepest level. He knows us more than it's possible for any other human to know us. So he knows you better than your mother knows you. And he knows you better than your husband knows you. And he knows you better than your best friend knows you. I wonder how that makes you feel. Our response depends on the security of our relationship with God. Think about when different people look at you. When someone who loves you looks at you, there's encouragement and comfort, compassion and pleasure. But when an enemy looks at you, somebody wants to bully you or to take something that belongs to you, maybe someone who disapproves of you, the feeling can be one of threat. Michael Wilcock writes, so long as I'm looking to my own self-pleasing and away from God, I shall feel his overwhelming knowledge of me as a threat. But as soon as I turn from sin and back to him, it becomes a comfort. And that is how it was for David. God knowing him was a comfort to him. He ponders God's knowledge of him with a sense of wonder. Verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is a wonderful thing to be known by someone who loves you. So firstly, God knows me. Secondly, God surrounds me. David writes in verse 5, "You hem me in behind and before." Then in verse 7, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" The answer is, of course, well, nowhere. If David goes up, God is there. If he goes down, God sees him. If he goes east or he goes west, God is there ahead of him. So David writes in verse 8, "If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there." Now, he's not referring to going to heaven or hell after death in that line of the poem, but rather going up to the sky or down into the depths of the earth. The Bible talks about the heavens, and today often we will use the words sky and space to mean the same thing. Traveling into space, of course, wasn't possible when this psalm was written. But in the last 70 years, a few people have now actually really gone up into the heavens. Well, the first creature was a monkey called Albert, who went up in 1948. He was followed by a dog called Laika in 1957. And then the first human, Yuri Gagarin, a Russian, went into space in 1961. Gagarin is famously quoted as saying about his time in space, "I looked and looked and looked, but I didn't see God." This Kremlin poster from the time shows a Russian spaceman with the statement underneath, "There is no God." The happy astronaut is rising above the tops of the churches, advancing communist progress. But Gagarin, according to Wikipedia, was a member of the Russian Orthodox Church and not an atheist. And it isn't clear that he ever actually said the famous statement. It may have been attributed to him in a communist anti-religion campaign. But whether Gagarin said it or didn't say it, Psalm 139 isn't about us seeing God. It's about God seeing us. So Gagarin didn't see God when he went into space, but the psalm reminds us that God saw Gagarin when he went up to the heavens. There is no place to flee from God. God surrounds me, before me and behind me. And again, this is a comfort to David rather than a threat. Verse 9, "If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast." David delights to be surrounded by God as his guide and protector. He continues to meditate on the depths of God's seeing. Perhaps the darkness conceals him from God. I wonder if you've ever been somewhere that was really totally dark, so that you couldn't see anything at all. Think about nighttime in your bedroom. If you're awake in the middle of the night, you'll probably still see something. The light of the moon through the curtains, or a lamp on in the corridor outside. But there are places where it is jet black. Surely that would conceal us from God. But no, writes David, because verse 12, "Darkness is as light to God." Very interesting verse that. God knows and sees in the darkness. And this leads David to think about the time when he was in his mother's womb. Thirdly, God made me. God made me in my mother's womb. Verse 13. "You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." The womb is a dark place. Today, most people have seen photos of a baby in his or her mother's tummy. But it was only 50 or 60 years ago that this kind of photography became a technical possibility. This photo, published on the cover of Life magazine in 1965, caused a sensation because it was such a new thing to see a baby in utero. We take it for granted now, don't we? But for most of history, the creation of a child in a mother's womb happened in unknown darkness. But darkness is as light to God. God describes God's work as creator in the womb, making his inner being, knitting him together, weaving him. God is a knitter in this verse. And David praises God because he's fearfully and wonderfully made. God could see it all going on in the darkness of his mother's womb. In the same way that God knows what we're going to say before we say it, he could even see David's unformed body before he was born, made in secret, woven together in the darkness. God made me in my mother's womb. Let's listen to Psalm 139, verses 15 and 16, taken from the ESV translation and performed by the band Rivers and Robots.
The days that will fall for me, when it's yet in my frame, was not hidden for me. When I was being made in sin,
with verses 15 and 16 of the psalm in our minds, we come to the final part of this talk, a mother's wonder. When we think of God as creator, often we think of him making the universe in the beginning. We think of him making it all at the start, stars and planets, the earth, creation on a big scale. But these verses from Psalm 139 focus on the small space of the womb. This isn't creating in the beginning. This is God weaving every child together in the secret darkness. And this brings us to a mother's wonder. The wonder at human creation expressed in the psalm is for everybody, male and female. We're all fearfully and wonderfully made. But there is a special wonder for a mother. When a woman becomes pregnant, all this creative work begins inside her, in the secret place. A new person is being formed inside her, a person who will last for eternity. A mother's womb is the workshop of God's creativity. And this is one of the privileges of motherhood that I want us to celebrate today. After conception, a mother doesn't need to do anything to create the baby. Well, yes, she needs to eat and sleep well and take care of herself, but it's God's creative process inside her. Ali Brett's now going to join me at the front, and we're going to take a few minutes to hear about her experience of pregnancy. Ali, do come up and join me. Ali, what was it like to realize that a baby was growing inside you for the very first time?
As a midwife, I knew that one in four pregnancies end in miscarriage. So I was very anxious to get through the first trimester to grow and protect my tiny baby. From the moment I had a positive pregnancy test, I was imagining the future and whether my baby was a girl or a boy and what kind of mother I would be. When you're pregnant, your hormones surge and you become in tune with the changes your body makes. The minor disorders of pregnancy, such as morning sickness, mean that you can't really ignore what your body is undergoing. I became hypersensitive to these changes as my bump grew, and it was an amazing transformation.
And Ali, was there a sense of wonder in what was going on inside you?
There certainly was. Knowing each stage of the developing fetus made my pregnancy so exciting. From the tiny embryo being only the size of a grain of rice to feeling movements from 20 weeks. They began like butterflies at first and became stronger and more frequent as the weeks went on. It was a secret communication only between mother and baby, like a Morse code, a response to my voice or touch or food after a meal, the most perfect way to bond. As a midwife, with each birth I have been privileged to witness, there is always wonder and awe at their tiny features and marveling at the awesomeness of the human body.
And how did it feel that God was making a new person inside you?
Although Nick and I at the time weren't committed Christians, we knew enough to believe that babies were God-given, and we just hoped that each of our babies would be healthy and that they would fulfill the plan that he had for them.
So you've got three children, Joseph, Amber and Josh. And of course, they're all pretty grown up now. Amber's just moved to London for the first time yesterday. How did you feel about each of them before they were born?
Well, we were young and the first of my friends to become parents and have a baby. But I was really ready to be a mother to Joseph. As a midwife with baby handling skills, I was pretty laid back about caring for a newborn baby, but I did worry about my ability to be a good mother and care for him properly. We didn't know the gender of each baby before they were born, so we were very excited to have a surprise, and we also didn't decide on names until they were born. We wanted three children and decided to try again when Joseph was a toddler, and we felt blessed with a boy and then a girl when Amber came along. Life was tough for a few years when my mother sadly passed away, but then my pregnancy with Josh brought joy and I tried to enjoy every moment with him as I knew he was going to be my last baby.
Ali, thanks so much for coming to share with us today.
Thank you.
Well, let me just summarize as we come to the end of this talk. Today we've explored Psalm 139. It shows us about relationship with God. God knows us. God surrounds us. God made us in our mother's wombs. All this is wonderful. And there is a special wonder for each mother whose womb is the workshop of God's creativity. Well, let's respond in praise with the song, God of Wonders.
Let us now stand and declare what we as followers of our Lord Jesus Christ believe. The words of the Apostles' Creed may be found on page 3 of the service sheet and will appear on the screen. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended in heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you know us and see us. You know all about us. Thank you that you made each of us in our mother's womb. We celebrate our own mums today and give thanks to you for them, for all the love and nurture that we received or continue to receive through them. Thank you for how you've designed family relationships to care for children, and especially we thank you for a mother's love.
Father, thank you that you gave Mummy to me, Tom and Sam. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for all the mothers in this world and for all the women who support us and love us.
Please, while in our times of trouble, bring them hope and strength and help us to help them too.
We also pray for those who have a difficult relationship with their mothers. Please come alongside them and show them your love.
Please help us to love them. Please help us to love our mothers as much as they love us.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for my mum and all church women, and that they keep in good health and follow your footsteps and live in faith with you, O Lord, and that you add long years to them, and that you will continue to be their God and help them keep faith in you. Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Mum. Thank you that she's willing to take care of us and cook delicious food for us. I thank you that she's always there to help us with things. Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you that my mum is kind, generous, makes delicious food, especially her pasta carbonara, and helps me with schoolwork. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we now have a launch date for the church post office next month. I want to thank you for all the work that's gone into getting to this point. And we ask for your blessing on the project, that it will be really useful for the people of Fordham and the surrounding area, and that it might be a doorway into the life of our church community. We pray for Jenny Roberts today, ill in hospital with a pain across her chest. Please will you watch over her and protect her at this time. We ask for your help and strength for Bill while he waits at home. And we bring the Wheeler family before you with news of Bob's death last Friday. Please do you help Ruth, Rosie, Charlotte and Sam to rest today and to have good time together as they remember Bob. We thank you for his faith in Jesus, and that he's gone to be with you. Amen. Let's conclude our prayers by saying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, we're coming to the end of this service, and some items of church family news. Please join me for virtual coffee this morning, 11:30 to 12:30. Gavin Holt will be hosting the Zoom meeting. This is a chance to connect with a few people in breakout groups, and also we have a time all together when we can discuss today's service and Psalm 139. The All Saints Club meets online this afternoon, 3 p.m. for 4 to 11-year-olds, and 4 p.m. for 11 to 15-year-olds. Next Sunday, we return to our series looking at Jesus' seven letters to the churches in the book of Revelation. Paul Southern will be preaching on the second letter to Smyrna, and Roy Miller will lead the service. Easter is a couple of weeks away now, and details for the Easter services will be published next weekend. On Palm Sunday in 2 weeks' time, the Easter Window Trail begins. Details are in the notice sheet and on the church website. It'd be great to have a few more households participating. So if you'd like to decorate a window in your home, please contact Rachel Gage. Please pray for our church council meeting this Tuesday, for God to give wisdom, clarity, and unity. And the midweek Zoom coffee break will be on from 10:30 a.m. this Wednesday morning. Details are in the notice sheet. Finally, Rebecca Gage is going to be 14 years old this coming Thursday. So, Rebecca, we wish you a very happy birthday in advance and hope that you have a great day. Let's finish with a prayer and the blessing. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day to celebrate our mothers. And because of the lockdown, many people cannot be together, but we pray for your blessing, for good communication on the phone and online, Lord. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.